This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Government regulators are lowering the boom on payday lending. There are new rules on the way from the Consumer Financial Protection Agency to put the onus on the lenders to ensure borrowers can pay back these short-term higher-interest loans. Providers of these last-resort-style loans say they provide a crucial service. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more.
Those who use payday loans tend to be low income, and they often struggle to pay them back. Mayor Sabharadaran wrote how the other half banks about limited access to financing for the poor.
And I think that the CFPB's rules go a long way in trying to eliminate some of the most egregious sort of abuses in that market.
The proposal will address fees, repayment terms, and how many loans a borrower can take out at a time. Thea Brooke Knight is with the Libertarian Cato Institute.
I think that you're going to see the industry scrambling to try to figure out whether it's worth remaining open.
She says people who have no other options for smaller and short-term loans will be out of luck under the new rules. Dan Gwaltney is with California Financial Service Providers, which represents payday lenders.
Unfortunately, some small lenders may not be able to continue to do business, and we're nervous about where their customers are going to go.
CFPB will be taking comments on the new rules until mid-September. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.